أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هؤلاء قوم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 15 and 16 of Surah Al-Kahf. In the previous ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala described how Allah had increased the hidayat, the guidance that Allah had given these young persons, these youth. They were able to stand against the king, stand against his courtiers, and as a matter of fact, stand against the entire community because of their tawheed. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed them the firmness of their hearts and the firmness of their feet, and in that way they withstood all of that. Now in these two ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describe and Allah ta'ala relates the discussion that the Ashabi Kahf, the young boys, had amongst themselves. When they put their intention forward to the king that they believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the clear message was that there is no way they are going to withdraw or turn away from their tawheed. The king had given them a period of time in which to consider, and the consideration should be leave what you are worshipping, come back to idolatry, and everything is forgiven. So between themselves, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala relates, هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. They said amongst themselves that these people of ours, they have taken besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, gods, deities, objects of worship. In other words, they are totally on shirk. On the one hand, لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ, that if they should bring or they could bring to us some very clear proofs, authority in their favor regarding the shirk, that is one aspect. But then together with that they said, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا, then who is a greater oppressor than that person that fabricates a lie against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they had then realized that there is absolutely no authority, there is no proof that anybody can bring with regards to multiple gods, with regards to polytheism, because the proofs of the tawheed of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala exist every second, every day of our life. We can see the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So it is as though they are saying that these people cannot bring any proof. However, they fabricated a lie against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَإِذِ اَعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and when you withdraw from them, from the people, and the idols that they had been worshipping besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in other words, now in their hearts the decision had come that the time has come that we have to leave our community, we have to leave our society. In their particular case, being young boys of royalty, being children of the ministers of the king, they would have to leave all the comforts of their home. They would have to leave everything that royalty presents itself to them, and now they will have to make a very great sacrifice. And what would that sacrifice be? Is it that they are going to migrate from one place to another? No. Then this was the tariqah in the sunnah of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, سیدنا ابراہیم علیہ السلام والسلام، سیدنا لوط علیہ السلام، سیدنا موسیٰ علیہ السلام، اور نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. That hijrat and that migration was part of their life. It was part of the lives of the Sahaba رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم اجمعین. And this is a very very great lesson that Allah تبارک و تعالی is teaching us. Either we create the mahal, we create the environment of deen, we create the environment of tawheed and the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When that's not possible, we may have to move to a place where we can worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So now, fa'wu ila al-kahf. Then seek the protection of the cave. In other words, let's now leave society, make all those sacrifices that are required and go out of this community so that we will save ourselves from kufr and shirk. And this is one very important part of our iman, of our deen, that when we find a community, a society, an environment that is contaminated and we are unable to purify it, then we may have to leave that community. And this is the message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us in the surah, fa'wu ila al-kahf. Now seek the protection of the cave. Yanshur lakum rabbukum min rahmati. When people migrate, when people leave one place, when people travel from a place to another, there is definitely a preparation that is made. There will be provisions that are required. Here there is no time to have any preparations made. There is no time to prepare the provisions. So what are we going to do? So we are going to leave for the sake of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spread, your Rabb Allah ta'ala will spread a portion of His rahmah upon us. In other words, now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take care of us. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create ease in our affairs and in our matters, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will see to us. So here in brief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that on the one hand, the speech to the king was one of great magnitude. It was great determination in their hearts, steadfastness, and amongst themselves also the discussion was nothing that was regarded as something that was cowardly, but it was courage in their hearts that now they make up their mind, put their tawakkul in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they move towards the cave that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.